These past 3 months have been a drastic change to our service learning abilities. Due to the coronavirus pandemic taking off in many countries, we have not been able to meet directly with our service partners as they are a vulnerable community right now. We decided to discuss how to restructure our service abilities into in-school sessions and focus on developing our own understanding of dementia, and especially dementia in the Singaporean community. To gain better direction as to where we were to be heading as a service, we met with Mr. Rick Hanna, our service leader, to discuss. Firstly, we spoke about our learnings, experiences, and processes during service. He asked us a series of questions about how we do service, what we have learned in terms of how to communicate, and what we have learned about dementia and dementia care in general, and especially how to counteract the stigma in society against dementia care in Singapore. To be actively raising awareness in this period, he gave us ideas such as writing an academic research paper about dementia care in Singapore, or doing indirect service by supporting our partners with events they have coming up by email, or creating resources so future members of this service can learn more about dementia care without teacher facilitation. With this advice, we decided it was best to continue our service through online advocacy. The first important online awareness that we needed to achieve was that of within our school community. We focused on developing our school's digital portfolio, blogging our experiences, resources, and more information. We divided up into groups and expanded on giving accurate information to those wanting to know more about our service in the school community. In this page, which will be linked in this post, we included information on our service partners, the idea and science behind music therapy, understanding of dementia as a whole, student reflections about the service, and the ability to contact our service through that page. However, the situation has also made me understand the limitations of our service ability in the past 3 months. It is hard to build a community connection through a community who we cannot see directly, as it takes a lot of communication online through both the parties, and it is difficult to have a meaningful service exchange. We pondered the idea of maybe doing video calls with our residents, but this would be too difficult as they might not like to engage in technology for that much longer of a time. I'm wondering if I will lose the connection I've built so far with my residents, or the impacts of music therapy in the cognitive abilities of my resident, or the ability or our bond in general. While these past 3 months have given us limited opportunities to reach out to our service partners in the community, I feel like it is giving our own service group an opportunity to develop areas of our service journey that we haven't really looked at before. For example, online advocacy or research advocacy. Furthermore, this has also given us the opportunity to add more to our music collections, depending on what we have learned from our residents, so that we are better prepared to continue our music therapy after the pandemic. Although there is uncertainty, I am happy that our service group has come together as a whole and found new ways to have meaningful outreach and service. In the upcoming 3 months, we plan to raise more awareness in our school community through doing small presentations about dementia care in Singapore, or reach out to families and students who have been affected by dementia and have conversations and learn from them. So far, we've had a few brainstorming sessions as to how these activities will look in small groups and how to make it engaging and informative for students listening. This activity is what we're going to be focusing on in the next 2 months, and I'm excited to continue my service learning journey even though it is online.